crosstown, and like water started hitting my windshield, and I assumed it was a dickhead in front of me was giving me the old windshield wiper treatment.
Oh, right.
I get that sometimes from people because when people drive really, really slow in the left lane, I tend to like to ride right up on their bumper to let them know, hey, dickhead from Texas, you need to get over. Or, hey, dickhead from Maine, you need to get over. Daddy's got places to go. And as usual, I'm running late. Get on up out of here. Go. Get in the right lane. Get. So a trick that people like to do if you're riding their bumper is they hit their windshield wiper fluid and it goes over their car and hits you on your windshield.
I see.
Yeah.
Doesn't really do that much.
Yeah, well, big deal.
It's just something that...
I just wipe them off, you know. Yeah. Just, you know, I did the other day. Somebody hit me with one of those, and so I drove around them, and then I got in front of them, and I slowed down, and I just emptied my windshield wiper fluid. I was like, yeah, you like that? You like that, bitch? And then halfway through, I was like, what are you, 12? Just drive to work. What are you doing? You jack off. I was like, yeah, I got him. Moron. I need enough money to where I don't have to drive, you know?
Yeah, I hate driving.
I hate it.
I hate driving. I had this, I had like a span where I think I got all my car accidents out of the way in 1 year. And I think it was like actually 6 months. I got in 3 car accidents.
Oh, geez.
One of them I got, no, actually none of them really my fault. None of them were my fault, but they still happened.
Yeah.
So I think I'm good. But ever since then, I'm like, I don't want to drive.
Yeah.
It stinks because I used to like to drive.
It's scary, man. People are taking people out left and right. On the crosstown, same drive over today, one of the cars that was causing a backup in the left lane was a PT Cruiser. God, what an ugly car, right? PT Cruiser, and this car is going about 40 miles an hour in the left lane on the crosstown. And I'm like, well, this got to be some old man. It's just like mid-stroke or something like that.
Which kind of stroke are we talking about?
Yeah, one of those. And then... And then I noticed the car is swerving into, like, almost into the guardrail on the left side, too. It keeps swerving over there. And as I drive by, it's probably a 20-year-old kid, you know, a guy. And his phone is in his, he's got his head completely down in his lap on his phone.
Yep.
He has to go 40 miles an hour because you can't drive fast and text. But he is swerving. He is inches away from eating the guardrail. This is what I was talking about last week. There should be a law, and I don't care how authoritarian it sounds, there should be a law if a cop sees you in that situation. You're such a menace to society. You're endangering everybody around you. They should be able to pull you over and just take your license and tow that car. Go, you aren't allowed to have this privilege. You are a small-brained asshole. You can't drive anymore. Sorry. Because think about how many people a year die from a kid just like the one I drove by today. I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they did pass that law, right? You're not supposed to have your phone.
They don't care.
Well, I know they don't care, but I mean, they're supposed to be, you know, police on the lookout for it. How can you tell?
It's a ticket. It's a ticket anyway.
Yeah.
It has to be a stiffer penalty. It has to be. I'm telling you, driving is a privilege, man. It's a privilege. And if you're too stupid to drive, you shouldn't be able to. You know what I mean? You have to earn the right to be a surgeon and do surgery on people. They don't just let any old jack off go perform surgery. Now, I'm not saying you had to go to 10 years of college to drive a car, but if you show the complete ineptitude, like you just can't do it. I told you last week, the girl that did a 4-point turn in the middle of a busy road. And then she was driving 12 miles an hour, and you could just see the fear in her face. She's like, I'm in a car! You can't drive. There's the new Johnny B law. Give me your license. This ain't for you!
Yeah. I had a gal pull out in front of me and just go so slow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm racing up behind her. I'm like, get on your horse. Let's go. Come on. What are you doing?
All the time.
And then I had to, you know, I should have. Just pushed my brakes a little earlier knowing that I was going to have to slow down. But I said, No, I'm not stopping. She's going to get on her horse and go. Buck that thing. Let's go.
Uh-huh.
And then she did, and I had to go. Arr! And then I did, what the? And then I go like this.
Yeah.
And she just goes, looks very passively at me, barely acknowledges it and turns her head. Like, it meant nothing to her at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I was like, yeah, if I were a king, that would be executable offense.
That happened to me a couple days ago. Same road that I'm always on, leaving Brandon, you know, Lumsden, that turns into Causeway. Well, I think it's a 4-lane road on a big part of it, you know, and I'm in the left lane and I'm cruising along, you know, I'm doing like 60 miles an hour and a 45, you know, and same thing. Somebody pulling onto the road from the right hand side decides I'm going to go all the way over 4 lanes and get right in front of this car that is moving, which is me. And I'm just not going to drive fast at all. I'm thinking they got to take an immediate left. That's why they swung over so far. Nah, bruh. It just swung all the way over, drove 30 miles an hour right in front of me, and I did the same thing you did. I actually just took my foot completely off the gas and the brake and was just letting God take the wheel.
Okay, that's
Jesus
balls.
Take the wheel, and I'm just riding right up on him. And when I got about 10 feet away, I went ahead and hit the brakes. But I let them poop their pants just a little bit because they saw me coming up quick. Oh, and I put my brights on too, but like, right as I rode up on him. Like, yeah, yep. You won't pull out in front of me? I'm going to let you just smell death for a half a second, you piece of doo-doo. But you're right. They probably didn't even notice.
Nope. Probably. They don't care. Even if you, like, I don't flip people off.
No.
I haven't flipped people off since, I'll do the horn sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
One time somebody just pulled right out in front of me. There's nobody behind me, so I had to slam my brakes on. That pissed me off. So it wasn't even on a main road. It was in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, St. Pete has those avenues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's like cross streets.
Very confusing. Yeah.
Semi-busy, but not really, like in a neighborhood. And I was on 34th Avenue North, actually, just before 9th Street. And just pulled right out in front of me. And I like stopped my truck and just went,
yeah, just, yeah.
And I'm just like, what the?
Yeah.
And then I see the guy, he stops his car. And then I see the window going down. And he just does one of these. Leans out and just gives me the finger.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, I was mad, obviously.
Son of a
but
bitch.
I was like, touche.
Yeah.
Yeah, F me. You're right. You're right.
Plus, if you retaliate, that guy might shoot you.
Well, yeah, then it's either going to escalate from that point where now I got to get out of the car if I really want to escalate this. And I didn't.
No.
I just wanted to be like, buddy,
uh-huh.
Come on, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Just one of those, but uh-huh. I appreciated the move. I mean, that was he could have kept driving, but he goes, no, you're stopped. I'll stop.
Uh-huh.
And he just effed me.
Yeah.
And then he goes, F you now, and put his finger out. I was like, man, that's a baller move.
You know what I'm figuring out? Like, the first 5 minutes of the show is starting to turn into traffic bitch time. You know what I mean? Like, because, I mean, I drive 40 minutes over here, and it seems like every day something happens, and I go off about it. Another one today on the way here. I forgot about this one. Leaving my neighborhood, there's a lady in like a pretty large sedan.
Mm-hmm.
She stops the car probably, I don't know, 2 car lengths before the stop sign that leaves my neighborhood. And she just stopped. And I'm like, okay, well, she can't even see if there's traffic coming where she's at. And I'm just sitting there. I go, what is she doing? What is she doing? She's not moving. So I give her a little. Meep. Just a little one, little cute.
Yep.
Meep. She still doesn't move, and I'm like, whoa. So now I go to just go around her. I'm like, she's either dead or she's on her phone or she's asleep. I don't know. This is so stupid. And I go to turn around her, and she kind of like does something with her hand, and I'm like, what is that? And yeah, she's not waving me around her. Well, when I go to go around her, another car turns in, is coming towards me, so I can't do it. So now I've moved up a little bit too far to where now I'm kind of behind her. I can't go anywhere. And then I give her another little meh, beep, little meh, meh.
Yep.
Nothing. So I just, same thing, I just went, and then she pulled up and then took a left turn. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you ruining my life?
She was on her phone.
Yeah.
100%.
Get on the goddamn road. Go. Park that bitch somewhere. Like, what are you doing?
I try to be really good about using my phone. I do use it at stoplights, and on occasion I will pick it up when I'm moving, which is really bad. But I keep telling myself, don't do that. Wait till you're at the light. There's nothing important that's on there.
It's true.
You can wait until you're at the light, but then you run the risk of being that dickhead, like that girl at a stoplight. Now you're holding people up.
Yeah.
And then see, they never, the offender never has to, at least not at that moment, pay the consequence of that action, because what they'll do is if it's a green light and you're like, what? Beep, beep, mm-hmm. beep. Now at this point it's yellow.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, and then they turn. Uh-huh. Now you're stuck with the red.
Yeah, especially when you're like six car lengths back on in a turn lane.
And you know, you're just like.
Like the Costco we go to, that turn lane, it's real fast. Mm-hmm. Like it turns green for 15 seconds. You got to move. If not, you're waiting 5 more minutes to turn into this Costco, right? And there's always some idiot that's mm-hmm. the front of the line, just doesn't move when it turns green. And I'm six car lengths back, laying on the horn. Now the people in front of me are like, hey, it ain't my fault. Who are you? I'm not honking at them. Are you? I'm honking at the dumb bitch in the front, you know? And then when she gets finally like, I'm in the real world. When she finally starts moving, two people get to turn. And the rest of us are just stuck back there with our fingers up our butt. It's horrible.
It's awful.
I hate people. Really,
I know you've had situations with your neighbors. I'm coming to the realization that my neighbors hate me.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm surrounded by people that hate me.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I'm a nice man. The only people I get along with, it would appear, are my upstairs neighbor, Doug and Denise. They're mm-hmm. great. And we got our own little crew there. They're in my building. They live on the top floor. I'm on the bottom floor. We have new people that moved in the house up front. They're very quiet. I will say they're very quiet. Brothers.
Okay.
Or I think they're lovers, but they claim to be brothers.
Who cares?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. But I saw that one of them came out. He came out in the back and he had his motorized scooter. You know, those like fold up scooter things.
It's very St. Pete. Yeah.
And he had a helmet and he also had a mouth guard in.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, okay, big nerd. And
mouth guard.
I was like, hey, man. And he just kind of gave me the head nod thing and just like went. And I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's just shy or something.
Maybe
I don't
he's
know.
like really autistic.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I got the vibe like he wasn't a big fan. I was like, did you see me nude or something? Because I do walk around nude in my apartment.
So?
I'm concerned that they've all seen me nude and that's why they don't like me.
Ah, you got the blinds open?
So, yeah, sometimes. I mean, look, I know for a fact I've been outside during the day. You can't see in when the sun's out. If it's nighttime, then yeah, obviously they could see in, but you can't really see in. But anyway, so then there's this chick across the street. I've had bad luck with anybody that's moved into the apartments across the street. Uh-huh. I try to be friendly, and it just always goes bad.
That's the one that put her garbage in your area,
no,
right?
Different one.
Oh.
She's okay. We're kind of cool now, but I don't know how she feels. But another chick that's across the street, she looks at me like I am garbage.
Wow.
Every time I see her, and I wave at her sometimes, she usually ignores that. And she was walking up the other day, and I was at the recycling can. And I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? I don't know her name. I don't know anything about her. And she just kind of looked at me like kind of pursed-lipped a little bit.
Ugh.
Just went, hi.
Wow. Like,
have a good day. And I went, she came out last night with her boyfriend. And they're, like, moving stuff, putting it in his car. And I'm sitting outside. I got a cigar. I got a bourbon. I'm sitting outside enjoying the weather. She's got, like, a negligee on.
Nice.
A, not lace.
Like a teddy?
But, like a, yeah, I guess that's what you call it. Yeah. Like a silk long night dress.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I see her. They're kind of loaded up. I'm facing that direction. I happen to be sitting facing that direction. All of a sudden, she's bending over, putting something in the car. Marilyn Monroe style, a gust of wind comes out, and her whole butt is out.
Nice.
And I'm just sitting there like, and she immediately pulls, goes like this, and looks right, and I'm like, oh. God.
Now you're a peeping Tom.
Now I'm a creep. I know that's what's going to, like, I'm a bad guy. I just know it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, like, I was trying to think. I was going to be like, whoa, Marilyn, but I didn't want to
do
that.
I'd have given her a slow clap. I'd have been like.
Yeah. I feel like I should have acknowledged it to at least, like, oh, I didn't see that, like, nothing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because she was obviously concerned.
Real nice.
You can't say that.
Just hold up, like, a 9.4. 9.4. Not bad, lady. Never thought.
What? Honestly, though, what should I have said? Because I've been thinking about it all day, and I don't know what the
I would have just gave her like a little smile and kind of like a wave, like oh boy, you know, like I'm, you know, sorry if I saw that, you know, like oopsies, yeah. You know, like ah, Mother Nature got you on that one, you know.
I'm gay. It's fine.
And then the two brothers upstairs would be like, we are two. We're not even brothers.
We're not brothers.
We're banging, guy. Yep. I pull my mouthpiece out and go down on him every night.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So that was weird. The guy next door hates me, too, because I think I called the city on him, and I think he knows it was me. And I don't even think it was his fault. Remember I was telling you about the garbage? Like,
yeah,
there was
that little
area of garbage. Like, every time they would, like, a couch would be out there, whatever, a small little area. Eventually, I called the city, and he must have found out it was me that called the city. And the thing is, I think he thinks it was me that was dumping the garbage there. And I think it was him. I don't think it was any of us.
Oh,
I think it was somebody who knew that that was a good place to dump trash and would come in the middle of the night and just throw it out.
Absolutely. That's what I would have thought. I would have thought it was somebody from, you know, two blocks away.
So I don't know if he got a ticket or something because he put up this janky fence and just said no dumping in this fence. Mm. And I saw him a few weeks ago outside and I was like, hey, you know, hi. And he kind of went, breathed in, and then went,
yikes.
Hi, how are you? Like,
ooh,
yeah, real
aggressive.
Loud. Real loud. And I was just like, okay. All right. This is weird. Have a good day.
That's great.
So I think all my neighbors hate me except Doug and Denise.
I'm so glad my bad neighbors moved, man. Finally. Good Lord. That was great. Mm. Everybody around me is cool now. Everybody. I got no problems with anybody. A couple of them I don't know anything about, but they don't talk
to
me.
That's fine.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get it. I think we should know our neighbors, but also, I don't really go out of my way. You know what I mean? I'm not going out of my way. That chick that I saw her bum last night, the girl that used to live in that apartment was really pretty. One night, it was like during COVID, this is the bad luck that I have with this apartment in particular. This chick comes out. She's wasted, right? And I'm actually sitting out there with Anna one night because you couldn't go. The bars weren't open. It was a weekend. So we were just like drinking out on the porch. And she came over with her dog and started talking to us and introduced herself and all this stuff. And then I saw her 2 days later and I can't remember her name now, but I used her name. I said, hey, Carolyn or whatever. And she didn't remember that she met me. She was so drunk.
Nice.
Because she looked at me and went, hi, and was concerned that because I knew her name.
I would have been like, we had sex, Carol.
Oh, I wish.
You owe me 20 bucks.
But I'm the creep. Whoever lives in that apartment is always going to assume that I'm a creep.
Just embrace it, dude.
I do.
You're the creep of the neighborhood, man.
I guess.